even talk about the locker room atmosphere when a team is 3-0 heading into their next home game?
I mean, anytime you're winning, it's a good feeling. I mean, you invest so much, all of us do into this. So, to come out with the wins these last 3 weeks has been great. And I think it's kind of, it's a credit to how we're doing things here and the way we're doing things. But I think we all know, I mean, it's 3 weeks into the season. It's no time to get carried away with anything. There's so much season left. And for us, I think the goal is just to continue to take steps every single week and continue to improve. So.
You're the second leading rusher on the team. Is that a stat that, I mean, there's Jamal and then there's Alex.
Yeah.
Is that something you would have foreseen early on, or is that part of this plan?
I mean, it's something that I've always, as a quarterback, I think, trying to take a lot of pride in, that if defenses are going to play certain ways sometimes, that those are kind of hidden yardages there where you can get, especially in the pass game, if you're able to use your feet and convert some first downs. So something definitely, conscious of. You're not forcing it, but when they're there, to try to take advantage of.
It seems like you guys make a pretty good effort at giving Jamal the ball late in the fourth quarter to seal games, but not so much in the first half. Is there a reason for that?
Well, we've been up in the fourth quarter, and in the last 2 weeks, you're kind of in that mode. You're winning the football game. You're trying to burn up some clock and move the chains. I thought he and the offensive line and the entire blocking units really stepped up the last couple of weeks.
What about in the first half, though, getting him the ball more in the running game?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the nature of the run game in the NFL in general. It's a four-quarter deal, and it's got to be an even game, or you got to be winning to continue to stay with the run. So many times, if you fall behind, obviously you resort to the pass game. But that's the case for good running football teams. They're in the game, they have the lead in the fourth quarter, and they can run the football for an entire football game.
Alex, every coach emphasizes turnovers. Andy seems to do it more than most. How many times a day do you think he? Drills that into your head?
I mean, it's something that's daily here, not just him, but all the coaches, just on the importance of ball security, no question. It's something us offensively take a lot of pride in. And, you can look around. I mean, the statistics are overwhelming on your chances to win a football game when you win the turnover battle.
Is that in your head when you're going through progressions out there on the field?
No, certainly not. I mean, no, it's not something I'm thinking about. For me, I'm going through my progressions trying to find the open guy. Yeah.
Justin Houston, is he the type of guy that you're glad is on your team and not some guy you got to
worry
about?
Yeah, absolutely. Both our guys outside, I think he and Tom are elite players, really do a great job every single play, have great motors, and are really talented guys. So, happy they're on my side.
What do you think of his dance?
Yeah, it's great. I love seeing it. I want to continue to keep seeing it out there. The more, the better. So.
Giants are giving up 38 a game on defense. Do you look at this as a week that you guys should be able to light up the scoreboard?
This is a defense that won the Super Bowl a couple years ago as well. So it's a veteran team. They've been down before. I expect their best. I expect them now. I mean, after what happened last week, I think they have too much veteran leadership on that team, I think, to not bounce back. So I really expect them the best effort.